flying anywhere these days is stressful, right? I mean, you can get bumped from a flight, your flight can be canceled, you're ordered to check a bag you plan to carry on because they say there's no more room in the overhead. Then you get on the plane, you see there's plenty of room in the overhead. They never explain that. Not to mention that flying 30,000 feet in the air in general just makes people feel anxious. Well, at airports now, there is a calming force. Ann Thompson of member station WVXU in Cincinnati says it involves farm animals.
At Seven Oaks Farm in southwest Ohio, dozens of miniature horses are in training. These are Lisa Mode's horses. They're small, white, black, brown, and spotted animals that each stand less than 3 feet tall. They all have names, and today she's giving Denver, Annabelle, Scarlet, and Ruby a bath and a blow dry because they're going to work at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport.
We go through a process of selecting which ones we think have potential. From there, we do, you know, hours and hundreds of hours worth of training so that these horses are used to going into airports, have luggage around them, and people swarming around them.
Visits to the airport, to nursing homes, and schools are a regular part of Mode's volunteer schedule. She says she's amazed at the impact the animals have on people.
They said it was so good to see the horses there that made them feel much better. Kind of calmed down, took a deep breath, and a lot of them thank us, you know, for being there at that time because they needed that little bit of support before they get on the plane.
Some travelers do a double take, thinking the small horses are actually large dogs. More than 30 airports across the country have therapy dogs. San Francisco has a therapy pig. San Jose, California began a dog program after 9/11. That airport's marketing director, Vicky Day, says they now have 21 therapy dogs and a therapy cat. But it all started with an employee's pet.
People were so uneasy about flying, and the dog was such a great help to people and was so welcomed that she contacted friends that she had that were also in the same therapy dog program and asked them to come as well.
The Cincinnati airport was initially interested in a dog therapy program before discovering Mode and her miniature horses. Airport official Wendy Orlando loves when they show up.
So it's just to ease anxiety levels, put smiles on faces. Clearly, that's working. When you look at the passengers walking by, and it just never gets old. They love seeing the horses.
The horses' handlers encourage travelers not to be shy. Giggling sorority sisters rush up and take selfies. A dad tries to convince his shy son to be in a miniature horse picture as a four-year-old girl tells her grandmother she doesn't want to leave. Elizabeth Lajeunesse also can't get enough of the soft, fluffy horses.
Oh, they're so beautiful and so relaxing. I'm just here with my mom waiting for a family member to come in, and it's real special to see the symbol of our culture also, and, you know, something therapeutic for all the passengers to enjoy.
Some enjoy them so much that they call the airport to schedule flights around their visits. And Lisa Mode is already working on a new idea for a therapy animal, donkeys. For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.